This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Brazil on Thursday became the second country to officially top 400,000 COVID-19 deaths, losing another 100,000 lives in just 1 month, as some health experts warn there might be gruesome days ahead when the southern hemisphere enters winter. April was Brazil's deadliest month of the pandemic, with thousands of people losing their lives daily at crowded hospitals. The country's health ministry registered more than 4,000 deaths on 2 days early in the month, and its 7-day average topped out at above 3,100. That figure tilted downward in the last 2 weeks to fewer than 2,400 deaths per day, but on Thursday, the health ministry announced another 3,001 deaths, bringing Brazil's total above 401,000. President Joe Biden took his pitch to the state of Georgia Thursday night for a $4 trillion spending plan to rebuild the nation's aged infrastructure and vastly expand the federal social safety net. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
Hello, George.
One night after his first address to a joint session of Congress, President Joe Biden was in Duluth, Georgia, to rally support for his $4 trillion plan to rebuild America's infrastructure and expand the government's social safety net.
It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America.
The president and First Lady Jill Biden greeted supporters at a socially distanced car rally, much like the rallies of Biden's successful run for the White House. Biden promised no tax hikes on anyone making under $400,000 a year.
It's about time the very wealthy and corporations start paying their fair share.
The president will travel to Pennsylvania and Virginia in the coming days to further promote his plan. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News.